ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal running into a few hurdles even before the first phase is set to begin on Sunday. ABC's Jordana Miller says it appears those details have been ironed out for now.
It appears that the disputes which had held up this deal have now been resolved. And we're hearing from a senior Israeli source that Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, will convene his security cabinet tomorrow on Friday to approve this deal.
The Biden administration says it does not plan to take action that would force TikTok to immediately go dark for American users on Sunday. An administration official tells ABC News it's up to the next administration to implement the ban that kicks in January 19th, since the Chinese-owned company didn't find a seller. Winds easing in Southern California, giving fire crews a bit of a break on those wildfires. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police from multiple agencies are searching the Bay of Green Bay looking for 42-year-old Lisa Janine Pitt from Menominee, Michigan. Monday, police began searching for her after she left a vehicle without her jacket or her phone near the Menominee North Pier Lighthouse. She's 5 foot 2 inches tall, weighs 250 pounds, has brown hair, blue eyes, and a cross tattoo on her chest. She was last seen wearing a purple shirt and blue jeans. Three projects in Northeast Wisconsin will receive $6.8 million in funding from the State Department of Transportation's Harbor Assistance Program. The funds will be used for harbor maintenance and construction. Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Port of Green Bay and the Fox River Port Development Site, and City Center LLC will all get between $1.8 and $3 million. Light Park in downtown Green Bay will become home to two free music-focused events as part of Draft Week. It's called the Draft City Music Fest. Brian Johnson of On Broadway Incorporated says he hopes the NFL sees how much heart the city has.
Green Bay has elevated this to a new level, and we might be the smallest market, but boy, we are committed. We are committed in a way that other cities sometimes have a hard time understanding, but we understand it. It's because it's who we are, it's our identity, and we're going to deliver a really great experience. We know that when the NFL leaves here, they're going to say we want to be back because Green Bay did it better than anybody.
The draft kickoff will be the evening of Wednesday, April 23rd, with nationally known music guests and a fireworks display. Saturday, April 26th, the 8th round downtown will take place from 5 till 11, with even more music guests from the national stage. Performers will be announced at a later date. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, with high temperatures flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. But we're battling breezy winds out of the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And they'll switch to out of the south tonight, warming us up even more for tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, January 16th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, but it's also a little bit heavy if you want to be a Wisconsinite as well today. A tough morning, a tough day if you did not hear already, if you were not listening to our colleague Jane Matinier on Matt and Aaron Air, which precedes us. I'd encourage you to go back and particularly listen to, well, the whole show, but the first half hour, she had our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, on talking about the breaking news today in the last couple of hours, the passing of baseball legend, Wisconsin legend, Milwaukee Brewer legend, Bob Uecker, who the Brewers announced today passed away at the age of 90 years old. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it says Milwaukee baseball radio broadcast will sadly never sound the same. Bob Uecker, the voice of the team on the airwaves for 54 years, a baseball Hall of Famer and local, statewide, and national icon, died this morning at the age of 90. I sat there this morning when I was just getting ready for the show, and I got the news, and I just, tears started running down my face. It was a very selfish reason, because a part of my childhood, a part of my best professional days, back when I was starting in radio engineering, yes, we actually had to engineer Brewers baseball games, and a part of my favorite summer pastime is gone, and it will never be the same. And to join me today talking about the remembrance and honoring Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. We're so honored and appreciative to have Kelly Call, the producer, one of the co-producers of Just a Bit Outside, the great story documentary of the 1982 run of the Milwaukee Brewers, the World Series. We've talked about the show a lot, the movie, a great film. He was also is also a former president of CBS News Entertainment, joins us live from Southern California via StreamYard. Kelly, thank you so much for taking this time to join us today.
Thank you for having me and letting me talk about Mr. Uecker a little bit.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't just quickly start the broadcast, because you are coming to us from Southern California. And of course, we were out there back in September, and you and your business partners at Underground Sports Pub in Hermosa Beach were so kind to let us do the show a couple of blocks down from the Underground. Are you and your family okay out there? And Sean, I know your co-producer and director as well. How are you guys just doing as people right now in Southern California?
You know, we're fortunate. It was not really affected, but I'm quite realized the devastation here. It's not like a neighborhood went down. There's two entire cities that kind of went up in smoke, and everybody lost a home and memories, and the road back is going to be hard.
Yeah.
It definitely is. And again, we're thinking of all of you out there in Southern California. Our thoughts, our prayers. And of course, we continue to have up on the Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us. And we continue to have a number of reputable organizations like the Red Cross, the World Food Kitchen, and others where people can donate, no matter what it is, to those organizations to help all of you in Southern California. So I know you have a lot going on just, you know, personally and professionally, and to join us today. It was great. For those that don't know, you know, Kelly and Sean and your partners out there, you have this great film. We've talked about it a lot on this show, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And you kind of got to know Bob Uecker and just your reflections this morning. I mean, I said very selfishly what I thought, felt and thought when I heard the news this morning. What was it like for you when you learned of the news?
Well, it was just another kind of kick in the gut. As I think you were alluding to, this guy was the as long as I can remember growing up, you know, you flipped on I guess WTMJ for a long time. You listened to the Brewers. I listened to Bob, and you know, even when I moved out to California, go online or I could, you know, go on Sirius, and it was like.
Yeah. Actually, Kelly, if we're going to interrupt, we're having a little bit of a problem, I think, with your internet. So I'm not sure, maybe change locations there in the house or whatever. We're just going to, but we'll get back to you in a second if you are able to get a better internet feed there, Kelly. But we appreciate you taking the time. These things happen, of course. Communication is all about electronics these days, right? Not the way we started back in the old analog days. So we'll check in with Kelly in just a minute. I wanted to play a little bit of this Tom Rinaldi, who was at ESPN for years and years, and then now more recently at Fox. And Tom Rinaldi had a chance to sit down, I think this is from last summer, with Bob Uecker. And we're going to play a little bit of this piece from Tom Rinaldi checking in with Bob Uecker earlier this year, last year, pardon me. Here we go.
Runner in third, Cuban are out. From the stretch, here it is. Sends it to center and deep. Get out of here. Go!
Oh, my God, the attack!
Bang! Oh, what a shot that was.
90 years old.
Yeah.
How old do you...
What is that?
Oh,
that's my phone. Oh, it's the president. I'll get back to you.
How would you characterize your playing career?
You know, I played for 13 years. The first year I got to the big leagues was 1962. When I joined the Braves, guys like Warren Spahn and Eddie Matthews, Henry Aaron, I was the first Milwaukee native to ever play with the Braves, the first native Milwaukeean to be signed by the Braves at that time, and the first native Milwaukeean to be sent to the minor leagues by the Braves. So they saw enough of me quickly, and I didn't last very long.
What advice, if any, did Hank Aaron give you as a player?
We did a thing for Playboy, an interview with their sports columnist. I did the first part of the interview where I talked about how I taught Henry how to hit. He was really having a tough problem. He was having a tough time hitting. So I took him aside and I said, look, I'm going to straighten you out. I helped Hank become the hitter that he is today. And then when I was done talking about how I made Henry the hitter that he is, they interviewed Hank, and Hank told the reporter how happy he was that he didn't listen to anything that I told him. But I was on a world championship club in 1964 with the Cardinals. You know, I really enjoyed playing.
That's, of course, the late now Bob Uecker, along with the great reporter from formerly ESPN, now Fox Sports, Tom Rinaldi. We'll play more of those clips from the piece that Rinaldi did on Uecker from last year. I think we've reestablished our connection. We'll try it again here with Kelly Call, again, one of the producers from the great film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Kelly, we'll try it again. But again, you and I are roughly the same age. And, you know, we grew up listening to Uecker. I don't ever remember a time listening to baseball when he wasn't on the radio.
as long as I can remember listening to the Brewers, it was, you know, it was Bob Uecker. Right. And lots of, you know, kind of co-announcers and wrote. And just, you know, hearing his voice was like having a friend there with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you nailed it, because it was, I think the broadcast style of Uecker, it was just very conversational, and it was like you were sitting there and your neighbor was calling the game, because he was from Wisconsin, Wisconsinite, so he wasn't from the outside. He was somebody that you really felt you knew.
Yeah, the game, and you know, and early on the Brewers weren't very good. A pleasure to listen to, because he didn't take it too seriously. And, you know, he was, the moment called for it. But, you know, if the Brewers were losing 10-2, because he made it fun.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, Kelly, what we might do is, I'm not sure the internet connection. Again, a lot of things are happening out.
It's still bad.
So we could change to phone if you want to do that. Then we could just do it over the phone and pick up from that. Because I do want to hear you and Sean had a lot of opportunity to talk with Uecker on the film. And would like to hear just your interactions with him. So we could change the phone if you want to do that. That's fine, too.
Shoot me a number. I'll call you right back.
All right. Zomers, we'll put it here in the – it's a standard number, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So there you go. I can text it to you as well, just so you you have that one as well. let's see. There we go. Live on the air radio, just like that. So we'll have Kelly give us a call, and we'll talk to them a little bit. Do we have time for the other clip we had queued up with Norm MacDonald? Probably not. A little bit too long.
And not really.
All right, sounds good. We'll we'll reestablish a connection with Kelly, and we'll talk to him a little bit about, and maybe we'll get a little update as well on just a bit outside the movie, because I know a lot of people have been talking and asking me as they see me around and say, hey, when's just a bit outside the movie going to come to streaming and whatnot? So we'll get an update on the movie as well from Kelly. As you can see behind me, if you're watching on stream on YouTube and Facebook and X and Twitter and whatnot, I have hanging here in the studio behind me on the wall, the Uecker jersey. And I just got it last year when I was down at Milwaukee at one of the games. And I asked the woman, I said, you know, wasn't Uecker's number? She said, what number do you want on the jersey? And I said, well, it wasn't Uecker's number 8. And she said, well, yeah, but when Ryan Braun was here, he was 8. And so Uecker said, I just put number 9 on mine. And that's the kind of guy he is. Well, try the phone connection here. Kelly Call joins us now via phone. Kelly, I think we're probably a little bit better there. And appreciate you switching over to phone. But I just tell the story. You know, I got this Uecker jersey, and the woman at AmFam Field now, you know, she said when Braun was here because he was 8, Uecker just said, I'll put number 9 on my jersey. I mean, he just seemed to have, you know, this deference to everybody else, not just his self-deprecating humor, but he was a man of the people.
He was absolutely a man of the people. One of the things we learned, you know, and like many of the players did in the time, and he, you know, he was not shy about for a beer with the fans out in the lot.
Right? Absolutely.
Amazing.
All right.
What an amazing thing to have your announcer do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're up against the commercial. Kelly is going to stay with us. We'll have more of the Kelly Call. Also, Jeff Perry joining us after the bottom of the hour. His remembrances of Bob Uecker as well. Special edition of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
buy-in for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota federal appeals court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA Nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson versus Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Town Hall Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, now 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, January 16th. Little Violent Femmes for you there. Great tune, great Wisconsin band, and from a great film called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. One of the producers of that film, also former president of CBS Entertainment, Kelly Call, joins us now via phone from Southern California. Again, Kelly, we appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule as the fires continue to be an issue there in SoCal. But talk a little bit about this film again from the perspective of getting out. I know that you and Sean had to finesse this a little bit to get Euchre to be a part of it. Tell folks what it was like to get Euchre to be part of this film and then what it was like interacting with him. And I think we're going to put some photos up right now for those watching on the stream that you send from that day.
You know, we felt kind of initially, and we Barnes for, you know, helping us, you know, get Bob to, because I know he gets, you know, or received requests all the time for his time for it. And we were given an hour. We were told an hour. Don't ask for any more time. And they were like, Bob will never. But you know, cut it off after an hour, and we were talking, and we got Mr. Euchre, you know, this is the end of our time. We want to thank you. And kind of looked up, and he said, "Well, who said it's the end of the time? I can do more time." And Mark kind of came in and gave me a dirty look, and but he would have gone all day, and boy, he just. The Brewers, and he loved talking about Milwaukee and, you know, that 82 to all the players that, you know, he was as much a part of, you know, any of those players. Yeah. He was with them all the time. He kept things light when things were, they had a couple.
Yeah, Kelly, I
absolutely.
I hate to interrupt you, man, but I appreciate you so much. My guess is because of everything going on in Southern California, I know you're on a hard line right now, but it keeps kind of like cutting out constantly. So it's totally not your fault. We really appreciate your time. You know, maybe we can try it if you after the bottom of the hour. No, it's not your fault at all, man. You tell us, we'll try this, try to get this thing, because I've had so many people ask us, can you give us any update on DVDs or streams for the film? Because I know a lot of people want to see this, the film Just a Bit Outside, which features Bob Euchre in the film.
Yep, we should have digital download available in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
And we'll have an announcement when that is the case. We're also turns out that's harder than you think.
Yeah.
And is working on getting that available as well.
All right. We really appreciate you taking the time and sorry the connection again. I think it's just the overload of the lines and everything out there in Southern California.
Yeah, I think you're.
Stay safe, my friend, and our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to you and everybody out there in Southern California. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll have you back on when the phone lines are better. We'll talk about Euchre then. But thank you so much, and we can't wait for an update on the film as well. Thank you very much.
Kelly. You got it. Thanks,
all right, Bob. Thanks, Kelly. Former president of CBS Entertainment and co-producer of Just a Bit Outside the Film. I think Zomers, again, we tried StreamYard, we tried Cell Phone, and then the Hardline, and just, I think it's one of those situations where out in Southern California, as you can imagine, a lot of telecommunications is just simply overloaded right now.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah, but I really thank Kelly. I know he's got a lot going on out there with his, you know, personal life and his business and everything else, and to take time out for us, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could still piece together most of what he was saying about how gracious Bob Euchre was, how he gave extra time when normally he doesn't want to see anybody.
Right. And the fact that he could have kept going when the management, the handler said, okay, that's it, you know, after an hour, and he wanted to keep going. It's just, and I know from you know, we had Sean and also Kelly on the program back in when the movie came out in Waukesha, and I know they just had nothing but great things to say about this guy. And he's just genuinely himself, even when the cameras are off, he's the same person. And I always have had an enormous amount of respect for anybody in any field, but particularly entertainment, when you're the same person off the air as you are on. It's that sense of genuineness, I think.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the greatest things that an artist, I'll say, you know, be it broadcasting or performance or whatever, can have is the ability to be themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jane was on, as we said, go back and listen to the first half hour Matt Nair on Air with Mike Clemens and Greg. It was really, Mike Clemens had some great stories of having interviewed him himself and talking to Euchre, and Jane had been at TMJ, of course, as well for a while, which is the home station of the Milwaukee Brewers. So just great perspective for both Jane and Mike Clemens. So go back and listen to the podcast. You can find it on civicmedia.us. Mike Clemens, Jay Matnier in particular, talking about Mr. Baseball, Bob Euchre. They mentioned a story. Clemens talked about this when Norm MacDonald, now himself gone, was on CBS's Late Show with David Letterman. And talked about this. Do we have time now, or we'll do it because we keep plugging it. See, but when we come back, and it's appropriate, where our old friend and ongoing contributor Jeff Perry is going to be joining us after the bottom of the hour as well. And he himself, a connoisseur, as we know, of David Letterman. Not only that, but baseball and Bob Euchre and the Brewers. But there's this great bit. That's not a bit. It's a story that Norm MacDonald tells David Letterman about hanging out with Bob Euchre. And it's been cleaned up for radio, so don't worry about that. But Bob Euchre, you know, he liked to be on the water. He was a bit of a sailor, and he was a little salty. And I love this story so much. I'm glad Mike Clemens brought it up on Jane's show, and we're going to share that with you as well. And as we said, our old friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, is going to join us as well. He's put together some of the great quotes from Bob Euchre over the years. And that was kind of one of his styles, the self-deprecating humor that I've always appreciated about him. And I think it endears people when you don't go around acting like Mr. Big Shot and you're just a man of the people.
Also, especially in his earlier interviews with people like Johnny Carson, his humor was so understated. Like, he would have a straight face no matter what.
Right.
And
right.
More recently, he would crack a grin, but
right.
No, it was very funny.
With Carson, it was that very serious delivery. So anyway, we're going to come back after this little sports update from Mr. Clemens, also weather and news, and then Jeff Perry and more of Mr. Baseball's passing. The great, now late Bob Euchre, dead at 90.
Just a bit outside.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
recently California has been having tough times with the bird flu and now the fires, but it looks like they're starting to recover for dairy production. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Colin Artema, a dairy market advisor with EverAg, is here to explain what we could see coming from California in the near future.
I mean, they were negative 9.2% compared to 2023. So most states have gone through this. I mean, Idaho got hit pretty bad. They were down 6%, and then all of a sudden, that seemed like their cap, and they recovered to only down 2% the next month. So if that is any indication of what's going to happen in this next milk production report, then if they recover, then they're going to start making cheese along with the rest of the states. And, yeah, we're going to end up up nationally. So,
with California looking to come back into the markets again, Artema says that this might have an influence on the prices as we move forward. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is really special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at how those markets are doing midday on a Thursday. It looks like grain and dairy have flip-flopped compared to what we were seeing last week, as cash corn is down 4 3/4 at 4.74, and new crop corn is down 6 3/4 at 4.50 1/4. March soybeans are down 19 1/4 at 10.23 1/2, and November soybeans are down 15 1/4 at 10.24. March wheat is down 6 1/2 at 5.40 1/2, while July wheat is down 6 at 5.62 1/2. When we take a look at milk, they're rising a bit, as February Class 3 milk contracts are up 13 cents at 20.05 hundredweight, and March contracts are up 18 cents at 19.85 hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, with high temperatures flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. But we're battling breezy winds out of the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And they'll switch to out of the south tonight, warming us up even more for tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know that art is actually good for you? We'll tell you all about it on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Welcome back to the Tylenol Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 past the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Zalmer's on the board. Appreciate you being along. Continue to talk about the top story in Wisconsin today, breaking this morning. The Milwaukee Brewers announced the passing, the death of Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, at the age of 90. The team has put out a statement. It reads in part, quote, "Today, we take on the heaviest of burdens. Today, we say goodbye to our beloved friend, Bob Uecker. Uke was the light of the Brewers, the soundtrack of our summers, the laughter in our hearts, and his passing is a profound loss. He was the heart and soul of Wisconsin and a dear friend. Bob loved people. His presence warmed every room, and he had a way of welcoming us all into his world as if we were lifelong friends." Part of the statement today from the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Joining us via phone here from Wisconsin, our friend and ongoing contributor, my colleague at WRCO Radio in Richland Center for many years, Mr. Jeff Perry. Jeff, thanks for taking the time out today. What did you first feel when you heard this news this morning?
I just felt sadness, Todd. And hello, thanks for having me on. This is really nice. I had a reaction similar to what you said earlier in the show, where it was more of a selfish reaction. But I think that's the way we feel oftentimes when a beloved celebrity dies, somebody that whose work or whose persona meant so much to us. We're going to miss them, but we also feel bad for the times that we're never going to get back, right? The experiences we had that we associate with them. And that's the way I felt about Bob. The way that they described him as the soundtrack of our summer, that is just the best way to describe it, because up until last summer, he was and has always been the soundtrack of my summer. And I can't remember a time in my life when there wasn't Bob Uecker on the radio. And now that's going to be the case, and it's going to be sad. So I guess my reaction, like yours, was more of a selfish one, but just more, I guess, also just an appreciation of everything that he's done and all the laughs that he's given me and insight into the game. And just an amazing individual, truly one of a kind.
Yeah. Like you, and of course, your dad was the general manager at WRCO, and you had the privilege and honor of getting into radio very, very young. I got in relatively old. I got in at 17. You were already a pro on the air, but a lot of people won't realize. How old were you? You were on the air at 14? Oh, my God. That's great.
At 14, yeah.
But as I said, talking to Kelly Call earlier, a lot of people don't realize. They think it's all computers, right? It's always been computers. Well, when you and I were coming up at RCO, you actually had to go in and have a live person. So every time that Uecker said, it's the middle of the third. The score is Brewers 3, New York 1. You're listening to the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network. And you had to pot or turn down the dial and then play the local commercials. And then at the top of the hour, when they said, we'll pause 10 seconds for station ID, this is the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network. God help you if you were not in the booth to do that, because otherwise you'd hear WTMJ and our owner would call and not be happy at all. And so really,
absolutely.
Right. And so it forced, and not in a bad way, but we had to sit there. You listened to the entire game, every game that you worked. And you really, I think that was part of my affinity and love for Bob Uecker, because I was forced to be exposed, again, not in a bad way. I had the privilege of being exposed to all of his broadcasting style. And to this day, it has an influence on the way I do radio.
Yes. And me as well. It also has an influence on the way I kind of handle myself. You mentioned earlier about his self-deprecating humor. And that's really sort of what I've adopted for myself in the radio show that I do and some other things. That there's no better way to endear yourself to an audience, I found, than than through self-deprecating humor and poking a little fun at yourself.
Right?
And Euchre was the master at that.
Yeah. No, he really was, and just his conversational style and always kind of humbling himself. I just think that's the way to go, and I enjoyed a lot. I want to play. I know you've done a lot of work here, but I want to play something that I think you'll appreciate as a connoisseur of David Letterman yourself, and also Norm Macdonald. And on this morning on Jay Matt Nair's show, had on our sports reporter Mike Clemens, and Clemens mentioned this and said, "Dial it up. This has been edited. Don't worry, anybody. This has been edited for radio and broadcast." But here is Letterman and Norm Macdonald talking about Norm Macdonald hanging out with Bob Euchre.
Now, Norm, we're running out of time, but I would be remiss here if I didn't bring up something. People have been bothering me about this for months and months. People come on the show, and they say, the next time you see Norm Macdonald, he's got some tremendous stories about the great Bob Euchre. Now, do you have a story you can tell us about Bob Euchre? Voice of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, Bob Euchre is one of my best friends. He's a great man. I know Artie told a story when he was here, and Bob was not too thrilled with that. But
it's Artie Lang you're talking
Artie
about.
Artie Lang, yeah. But Bob is a very, very funny man, and I go often go in the booth with him, you know.
Oh, sure.
So one time we were there, and John Fogerty was in the audience. Mm-hmm. You know, a fortunate son, you know. So John Fogerty was there. So Bob Euchre is a very interesting guy. He thinks of everybody as the same. He doesn't think of people as stars or anything like that. He's a very down-to-earth guy. So he was talking to me, and he says, "Hey, man, you know that guy?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "That's John Fogerty, rock and roll singer." So I go, "Yeah, yeah, I know who it is." He goes, "Yeah, man." He goes, "But I played in a golf tournament with him." He goes, "You probably think of him as some that likes to bite the heads off of chickens, but this guy can...
That's exactly how I think of him.
This guy can get it out of the sand trap like nobody's... So he goes, "He's got a hell of a set of pipes on him." He goes, "Come the seventh inning stretch, I'll have him up here. He'll sing for you." So I said, no, Bob, don't do that. Like, don't have him come up and sing for me, please, you know. He goes, "What's the matter, man? Don't you even know who he is?" He got all mad. So I go, "Yes, Bob, I know who he is. He did Creedence Clearwater Revival."
Yeah.
He goes, "Yeah, he did all that."
David Letterman talking to the late, great Norm Macdonald. And Jeff Perry, now our friend and contributor, joins us on the phone. Jeff, I think that, I mean, number one, Norm Macdonald could do a pretty good Euchre impersonation. And number two, what a great story to show you. It's just what a chill, normal guy Euchre was behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a... Letterman has a YouTube channel, and this morning when the news broke about Euchre, they put up a tribute to Euchre on there, and there is another Norm Macdonald clip of Norm talking about Euchre, and then there's an interview on Letterman's old NBC show from, I think, 85, 86, where it's Dave interviewing Bob, and it's really something. So go and look at that on YouTube if you get the chance. Absolutely fantastic. And that deadpan humor that Aaron mentioned earlier, where Euchre never cracks a smile, keeps a straight face through the whole thing, completely evident during that interview with Euchre and Letterman, and Bob just has Dave in tears. It's really great. It's great fun to watch.
And that was one of the great things that Carson and then Letterman, they had Euchre on all the time because he was such just a great guest because of what you just said.
Yes. And Johnny Carson was the one who gave Euchre his nickname, Mr. Baseball.
There you go. I mean, it's some of the best late night television you'll ever see because Euchre just knew how to deliver a line. He knew how to set things up, and he was always the butt of his own joke, which made it even funnier.
Right. And to their credit, Carson and Letterman both knew to let him go, not to interrupt,
right?
Because they knew his deadpan style, similar to Bob Newhart, I guess you could say, but they knew to stay back and let him do it because they knew that there was something, there's a great punchline coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you put together a couple of his lines. I mean, what I really appreciate you about, one of the many things I appreciate about you is your historical knowledge of baseball, the Brewers, Letterman, entertainment. And I know you were down with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish and I and Jane down in Waukesha for the premiere of Just a Bit Outside. You put together a list of some of Euchre's best lines, Jeff.
Yeah, it starts out with the day he was born. Euchre was born and raised in Milwaukee, January 26, 1934. So he almost made it to his 91st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to joke, though, that he was born on an Oleo run to Illinois, which I always thought was a good line. Euchre, later in his career, he started out with the Milwaukee Braves, of course, went to St. Louis, went to Philadelphia, and then he ended up with the Atlanta Braves. They had moved to Atlanta by that time, and the Braves brought him back. And Euchre said, because they didn't realize how bad he was the first time, but they brought him back to be a catcher specifically for knuckleball thrower Phil Niekro.
Mm-hmm.
And people would always ask him, was it really tough to catch a knuckleball? And Bob would say, well, the way I catch a knuckleball is I just wait till it stops rolling and then I pick it up. Pretty easy. He said, no problem there at all.
No problem there at all. No, no. what else?
Bob said once. Go ahead.
No, I was. What else you got? Go ahead.
Bob said once that people don't know this, but I helped the Cardinals win the pennant by coming down with hepatitis, and he thinks the trainer actually injected it. He said in 1962 he was the minor league player of the year. It was his second season in the big leagues. He said, I've got a great shoe contract and a glove contract with a company. They pay me a lot of money to never be seen using their equipment. So that was a good deal.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this,
he said,
go ahead.
He said, I remember one time he was batting against the Dodgers in Milwaukee. The Dodgers led 2-1. It's the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, two out. The pitcher has a full count on me. I look over to the Dodger dugout, and they're already all in their street clothes.
That's some really good stuff. And this is the kind of stuff, Jeff, I think we're all going to miss, because as much as we enjoy listening to the Brewer broadcasts and the games, and you know, the Brewers have been a lot of fun to watch and listen to the last few years, but it's those stories during a slow game, a slow inning, when or maybe the Brewers, is one of those games where the Brewers are down by 9 runs in the 5th inning. And you know, the chances of this thing coming back are not good, but you stay around for the Euchre, for the lines and the Euchre stories like you're talking about right here.
Absolutely. And even when he's not necessarily being funny, the insight he can bring to the game, the stories that he can tell about days gone by, and just knowing how pitchers and catchers interact with one another, and just the knowledge he has had of the game made those broadcasts so much fun to listen to. He was just amazing, just an absolute amazing guy.
Yeah, he really was. About a minute and a half left here. Any final remembrances, Jeff, of the late, great Bob Euchre?
The only real interaction I had with him personally, I was about 9 years old. So you mentioned that my dad was the manager of the radio station in Richland Center, WRCO. And because of that, we got to go every year to Media Day, which was, for a 9-year-old kid, this was unbelievable. Got to go down on the field. You got to talk with players and coaches. In about 1976, WTMJ put out this mini-series of baseball cards of all their broadcasters. Back then, I believe they had the TV as well as the radio broadcast. And you had Merle Harmon and Bob Euchre. I believe Gary Bender was on the TV. So they made these baseball cards of the broadcasters. And I have this set. So I'm 9 years old. I have Euchre's card. I bring it to him to sign it, to get his autograph. And he's saying to all the kids, he's like, hey, how you doing, partner? Hey, kid, how you doing? He takes one look at that card and he says, where the hell did you get this?
I mean, that's so cool. You got to meet him. Jeff Perry, thank you so very much. We appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor. My pleasure, Jeff. Stay tuned. More on the other side.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com. The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. If you have a remembrance of the late, great Bob Uecker, who passed away this morning at age of 90, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to Civic Media or go to your app store. First of all, type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, little CM logo. Click on it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Well, she said that about their app, but we assume she'd say it about ours as well. Remembering Bob Uecker today, and it's one of those things where I think anybody of a certain age, I mean, I'm 55, as I keep reminding everyone. And as Kelly Call said earlier, folks like us, I mean, we never knew anything but Bob Uecker growing up until this very day. And certainly like Lane Grindle and all the other broadcasters who have been filling in for Uke and doing more of the games, they're fantastic. Take nothing away from the current stable of Brewers broadcasters, but I'm sure even they will say, look, I mean, there's never going to be another Bob Uecker for the Brewers or another Bob Uecker in broadcasting period. I mean, Vin Scully of the Los Angeles Dodgers was there for years and years and years. Jim McKay at ABC Sports calling Olympics for years and years. There are just certain people in broadcasting that are icons, and we just have to enjoy them. And I think that's the other thing for me today that I came away from part of today or after hearing the news thinking it's just another great reminder. Do things when we can. Because for the last couple of years, I've been thinking now that, you know, I'm back in radio and the Civic Media carries Milwaukee Brewers. We've been talking for 2 years about wouldn't it be great to interview Uecker, do the show from down there and interview Uecker. That'll never happen now. And it doesn't matter whether it's in broadcasting or in life. Don't forget to tell the people you love them. Don't put off doing those things that you want to do. Because none of us know. And apparently from the reporting that we're hearing now, the Brewers are now saying that Euchre was diagnosed with some form of lung cancer a couple of years ago that nobody really knew about. And I think Mike Clemens said earlier on Jane's show that when the Brewers lost to the Mets, I listened to that game. I was driving back to Tomers. I was driving back. We were up in Ripon that day, covering the Harris and Liz Cheney event. And I listened to, on civic media stations, that last broadcast, last three or four innings, when the Brewers lost to the Mets in the playoffs. And the last thing, one of the last things Euchre said was, you know, our next broadcast will come to you from Arizona. We'll be there, and we hope that you will too. So, I mean, you know, he was planning on coming back. Planning on being there. At least that's what he said on the air. But I think maybe he was going around the locker room afterwards, and there was a lot of guys. Christian Yelich in particular was emotional. So maybe you kind of knew that that might have been his last broadcast. Joining us now via the phone, and we thank him for taking time out right now, Sean Hannish, the director and co-producer of Just a Bit Outside. Great story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, joins us via phone from Los Angeles. Sean, we appreciate you taking the time. I know that the communications out there are spotty at best. Again, our thoughts and prayers with you, your family, and everyone out in Southern California right now.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's it has been quite a time out here. The news this morning is really, I think it hits all of us really, really deeply, you know. He was a member of our family, you know. I mean, he was in our living rooms and in our cars with us. And, it's a rough day.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I got the news, I was saying earlier, I just sat there and the tears ran down my face. I'm like, there's a part of my childhood that's completely gone. And well, thank God we have all the memories, but it's a marker, I think, for a lot of us.
Oh, in such a huge way. I mean, there's never been a day that I've been, you know,
right,
sentient when Bob Euchre hasn't, you know, been there to entertain and comfort. And I mean, all of us in Milwaukee and around the state of Wisconsin, we all had a relationship with, you know, this incredible man that lived such a big life. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's funny because, you know, I've obviously, you know, given his age and everything, you know, it shouldn't be surprising, but it's still shocking because, you know, nobody wants that to end.
Right.
You know, the beautiful voice and the incredible entertainer he was, the incredible comedian, you know, the incredible human. As I'm talking to you, it's just sinking in for me. I'm sure everybody out there feels the same way.
Yeah. I want to be respectful of your time, Sean. We're up against the clock here at 58:50 out. Are you able to come back after the top of the hour, or do you need to run?
I'd love to, Todd.
All right. That's cool. In the last minute or so, let's just hold it because we were going to have a commercial break, but I want to hear a little bit what it was like for you and Kelly and your whole team had just been outside. Kelly told a little bit of the story when he was able to join us earlier that they set the limit for you guys at an hour, and Euchre was kind of disappointed. He was ready to go keep talking.
Honestly, you wanted to talk for 4 hours.
We'll hear more from Sean Hannish on what it was like having Bob Euchre be part of Just a Bit Outside the movie. And we'll find out an update as well on the film in hour number two. And what's worse, also coming up in hour two, Jeff Wright, candidate for Department of Public Instruction Superintendent. Big second hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will discuss the status of the president-elect's nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration says it will not take action Sunday against TikTok. That's when the social media app ban is set to begin. An administrative official tells ABC News it will be up to the incoming Trump administration to implement the ban. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says many users are already taking action just in case to protect their data.
With this set to go dark, possibly in 3 days, it might be a good time to download some of your data, save videos that you want to keep from the app. You can do that by going into your settings and downloading it from there.
Winds in Southern California easing today. That's helping fire crews as they battle to contain last week's deadly wildfires. Rescue teams still looking for victims through the ash from the Palisades and Eaton fires. And word today, director David Lynch has died. His family posting the news on social media. Lynch was known for his mysterious hits like Twin Peaks and Blue Velvet. David Lynch was 78. This is ABC News.